Now, when it comes to Call of Duty being the most played game every single year, you already know that when the Black Ops 7 gameplay reveal trailer came out, a lot of people was going to be clamoring for it, as you already set the field, pun intended, as far as Battlefield being a direct competitor to Black Ops this year, because I believe that Black Ops takes. You said I've been to put hands on Kai. Oh, for the people watching after, or listening or watching after the fact on my podcast platforms, just know I'm currently live streaming. So when it comes to the reaction portion, we're definitely going to have people who comment in the live streaming aspect. But yeah, you know, you and the Clover Boys would be crazy. Anyways, Black Ops and Battlefield is set to have a real battle as far as gaining the masses' attention, because Battlefield seems like they have one hit on their hands as far as this upcoming Battlefield game. And if you look at it, Ready or Not, which is a game I've been playing, shameless plug, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify, I have a lot of Ready or Not gameplay up on that channel, to the point where I just finished part 11. Was it part 11? Part 10? I don't know. We're up there in the parts. I've been enjoying the game a lot. So the main thing I was wanting to do, I was wanting to look at the charts, because as of right now, Ready or Not is doing phenomenal on the platform. So you have Call of Duty, that's currently the fourth most purchased or pre-ordered game on the platform. Ready or Not is nowhere to be found, so I guess it just fell off the charts. But Ready or Not is the second top paid game on Xbox currently. So when it comes to that, you come to realize that there's a lot more shooters who's competing with Black Ops than it used to be. As far as Call of Duty running the field, as far as shooters, it seems like they have more competition this year. I still think they'll come out on top, because they come out on top every single year. So people are comparing Call of Duty's trailer numbers to the last one, saying it's below the estimated amount. So they're trying to say Call of Duty fell off, when I don't think that's the case. I think there's just a lot more competition. I mean, Helldivers 2 currently is the third most played game on Steam. So when it comes to that, Delta Force, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Delta Force is the seventh most played game on Steam. There's a lot of shooters out here that can compete and take away attention from Call of Duty. So when we're getting into this trailer, it's good to keep that in mind, because in the year of 2025, this may be one of the greatest years in gaming history. And I say that with all due respect to the other years, because we have Donkey Kong Bonanza, have the whole Nintendo Switch 2 as far as Mario Kart World, we have Expedition 33. If we're talking about Souls-like, there was this one game, I think it was Kazan, that was pretty good, that a lot of people was giving high praise. Ready or Not, I believe, is a pretty solid game in itself. Did Split Fiction come out this year? Don't tell me Split Fiction came out this year. Let me see. Split Fiction release date. I don't think it came. Yeah, it came out. So March 6, 2025, Split Fiction came out. So those are just games off the top of my head, as far as just talking about some of the greatest games of this year. And that's just one year. Some games don't even have that many to top the list like we have currently. So as far as game of the year, Call of Duty is never in that conversation. But as far as shooter, I'm just saying that the pot has gotten a lot more competitive. So with that being said, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because we're about to get into Call of Duty Black Ops 7 gameplay reveal trailer.
They want you afraid. Fear makes you easier to control. It's time to wake up.
Your streets shall once again run red with your blood.
Raul Menendez ignited global unrest on an unprecedented scale.
All right, so let me pause this for a second. I don't know what it is about the revisionist history, but I swear to you, was it Call of Duty Black Ops 6? Call of Duty. Was Black Ops 6? Okay, yeah, that was the one last year. So basically, that campaign has a lot of revisionist history. When I played through that entire campaign, another shameless plug, Analytic Dreams video on Spotify, played the whole campaign of Black Ops 6 and enjoyed it, so that's what I'm about to get into. The horror mission, where you're going into, like, I think it was like a hotel. It wasn't a hotel. It was like some type of office building, right? And you're trying to follow the clues, and you go into one room where you're followed by these mannequins, and it's like a horror type atmosphere where you look around. If you look away, they get closer. If you look at them, they stand still. I am not gonna lie to you, that's one of the greatest structures of missions I've ever played in Call of Duty, because it's like one setting and like four different doors. It's like different missions in itself, like side missions. that whole mission is one of the greatest Call of Duty missions I've ever played. I wish I knew the name of it, but me describing it, hopefully it jogs somebody's memory. But that was one of the greatest Call of Duty missions I've played in a minute. So I don't like when people talk about, oh, Call of Duty campaigns are boring. They just like skip right past them. I think Black Ops 6 had a very solid campaign to the point where I was saying it could have been one of the better games of the year as far as for 2024. Now, obviously, that didn't end up happening, but I really enjoyed the campaign. That's basically what I'm saying. So when it comes to Black Ops 7, I expect more of the same. And if they have another mission that rips off that mannequin mission like they had in Black Ops 6, I wouldn't be mad at it. That's one of the greatest missions I think Treyarch has ever made.
Menendez is a terrorist. We're bringing peace and security to the world.
He refuses to let me go.
Stop looking backwards, David. What matters is what we do next.
A lot of people counting on us for answers.
I wonder, since it's futuristic, I wonder if it's going to be a lot of advanced warfare type of mechanics. Hopefully not. Oh! This is exactly what I'm talking about. So yeah, it was like a fear toxin. In Black Ops 6, it was some type of fear toxin which made all those missions make sense as far as it getting more to the sci-fi element and the horror element of it. Because he started imagining things. Because at the end of it, I'm not going to spoil it, but at the end of it, you realize that the character you're playing as is hallucinating. Let me just leave it like that.
Spectre 1, report.
So it seems like they're playing off of that. I like that. Because I think it gave them creative freedom to make the missions look crazy, kind of like this. All right, so I don't know if they're playing copyrighted music or not. You know, with Call of Duty, they love playing stuff in the background and be like, you know what, let's just get the content creators taken down. You know what I'm saying? They be playing music like we ain't got to cover these trailers. Hold up, what's that, a yacht? You know, whenever I see a yacht in Black Ops, I just get nostalgia. Okay, you got Tokyo. There's a yacht. I wonder if that's the one off of, I wonder if they're just remaking it off of the other map. Yeah, no, it's pretty. I think as long as they don't lean heavily into the advanced warfare Call of Duty, I think they should be straight. Because nobody liked the whole jetpacks and it was like the movement being super fast with the jetpacks. No, I don't think anybody likes that.
You were never cut out to be a Mason.
No more games. This ends now.
Yeah, see, yeah, okay, they're going off of the Black Ops 6 storyline. Because, I mean, obviously it's Black Ops 7, but, you know, they could easily completely change up the campaign for the next one. But, as you can see in the bottom left, ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you that Xbox Game Pass is one of the greatest cost-effective ways to be a gamer in today's economy, I don't know if people think I'm joking. I literally have an Xbox because of the Game Pass. I didn't even have to do that. I have a whole PC. Could have played a bunch of games on my PC Game Pass edition. Because Game Pass also goes to people who have a PC. So if you have a PC, just know, if you don't have Game Pass, you may be missing out. Because you get games like this day one. Actual insanity as far as being able to get one of the most played games every single year for free on a Game Pass. Insane. So anyways.
Get the Reznov Challenge Pack when you pre-order now.
Oh, they already selling the packs. You gotta love it. Hey, Call of Duty and 2K, boy, they know how to get it, brother. Pockets, right? I mean, I'm not gonna fall for it, but I already know somebody looking at this knowing, just dying, they like, bro, I gotta have the Tez skin. Like, look at this. Like, what in the world does it have to do with military team deathmatch? Anyways, and then the one to the right, that's a whole robot. I mean, what is this, Apex Legends? Anyways, so with that being said, that is the Black Ops 7 official trailer for the gameplay reveal. And with that being said, the game is coming out November 14th, I believe, and early beta, early access, as you can see right there. I don't know when the early access is. Actually, let me see. Let's fact check this right quick, because I know people are going to be saying, oh, you got the release date wrong. So I got to make sure. Black Ops 7 release date, and then beta early access. So when it comes to Black Ops 7 release date, I would assume is November 14th, but I don't want to get it. I don't want to misspeak. So it is worldwide launching November 14th. As far as the beta, early access, and open beta dates, it's set for October 2nd and October 8th. And early access runs from October 2nd at 10 a.m. to October 5th. Available to those who pre-order any edition of the game on platform, console, or PC, or have an active Game Pass Ultimate. See, I keep...
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
I keep telling gamers ways to save money, but you know what I mean? If they don't want to listen, hey, I guess it'd be like this. So anyways, with that being said, click my link to my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about the Call of Duty Black Ops 7 gameplay reveal trailer? What was your favorite part? And do you feel like the Black Ops 6 campaign got too much hate? And if you do, what was your favorite part of the Black Ops 6 campaign?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.